Welcome to the Dreamcatcher Podcast, a place where you'll receive a boost of inspiration, practical advice, and tools to maximize your success and personal happiness. And that's not all. You'll also get plenty of guidance on how you can use your gifts, talents, and compassion to contribute towards making the world a better place. Be sure to sign up for our free weekly newsletter for a preview of what's in store and to also receive a free ebook. To sign up, simply visit www.thedreamcatch.com. Now it's my pleasure to introduce you to the host of the Dreamcatcher podcast, Celine Chinoy.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to a Dreamcatcher interview podcast special. The word hypnosis comes from ancient Greek and means a mental state like sleep. Hypnosis has become a popular modality when it comes to changing deep-seated thought patterns, which sabotage various areas of our lives. It's also been known to heal numerous health conditions. To tell us more about hypnotherapy, I invited Stephanie Jarmuth. Stephanie is a certified hypnotist with a hunger to empower others to create the change they want in their lives. She stumbled upon hypnosis as a last resort to her sleeping problems. Not only did one session get rid of her sleeping issues, but it opened her eyes to just how powerful the mind can be. In her practice today, she helps clients attract positive change, such as meaningful relationships, an optimistic outlook, abundance, and more. During our conversation, Stephanie and I speak about the benefits of hypnotherapy and what we can do to adopt a positive mindset and shift negative behavior patterns. Hi, Stephanie. How are you doing today?
I'm excellent. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm so glad that we could connect today to speak about hypnosis, a really popular healing modality these days, and I'm looking forward to hearing more about it from you.
Yeah, it is definitely growing in popularity. However, I do think still that it is a little misunderstood, and so I would love to clear some of those misconceptions up today. Thank you for having me.
Yep. So, before we get started with that, let's learn a little bit about you and your journey.
Sure.
What led you down this path to becoming a healer?
Oh, wow. So I was doing all the typical things that you're told you should do in order to find happiness, you know, going to college, getting that degree, all that stuff. But I was increasingly becoming a little more irritable, and I was having this horrible insomnia problem. And so I knew I didn't want to take any pills or anything for the insomnia. I knew I didn't want to be very dependent upon those pills. And so I was looking for natural ways of healing it or fixing it or at least alleviating it a little bit. And I somehow found there was a hypnotherapist within my area. So I said, why the heck not?
Yeah.
I can't hurt, right? Mm-hmm. And so I made up an appointment. He was booked for like 3 months, but I had nothing to lose. And so I waited those 3 months. I got my appointment, and within that night, I was sleeping like a baby. And it just floored me. I was amazed. I was like, how in the heck can I go from waking up 5 to 6 times a night for 2 years to sleeping like a baby? And all I did was lay there and listen to this guy speak to me. And so I dove straight in. I learned everything I could about it. I went to conferences, and then I signed up to get my certification, and here I am.
Wow. Did you find out what was it that was blocking you from getting a good night's rest?
Oh, for sure. I mean, I'm not sure how much you know about the subconscious, but it hosts all of our emotions, our behaviors, our habits, our tendencies, as well as our past conditionings and desires and dreams. And so I was doing, like I had mentioned, all the things I was told I should do, but none of it was bringing me happiness. I was going to work full time, being a student at night full time, and I wasn't working at a job I enjoyed, and I wasn't going to school for something I necessarily enjoyed either. And so my subconscious was waking me up multiple times a night, like, hello, we still have more to do. When are we going to start doing the things that we like to do? And so it was definitely a root cause, right? But it was definitely not something before knowing about the subconscious that I would have linked together.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people, they try to make these deep changes just on a conscious level, but that's not possible. So why do you think that's the case? Why is it so hard for us to make those shifts on, you know, just a superficial conscious level?
Well, because we don't operate from a conscious level. We operate from a subconscious level. Our behaviors, our habits, and our tendencies are all from the subconscious. The subconscious is what runs our life for us when we're on autopilot, which is 90% of the time. Anything that you do without having to think about doing it is all subconscious, like tying your shoes or driving or brushing your teeth or even negative thought patterns. All of these things are habitual behaviors and tendencies. And this is a great thing that our subconscious does for us. It frees up our time and our thinking power. But imagine, because like imagine every morning when you were brushing your teeth, if you had to do it step by step and think it out, like, okay, well, I have to use my left hand to grab the toothbrush, and then I have to reuse my right hand to grab the toothpaste. You know what I mean? Like, if you had to think about it step, right, it would take like an hour just to like get the toothbrush onto your teeth. Yeah. And so our brain has this storage system of behaviors and habits and tendencies called our subconscious. And it's a great thing that our brain does for us. Again, it frees up all that thinking power and thinking and time that it would take to think about those things. But the thing is, our subconscious doesn't know good from bad or right from wrong. And so things like smoking or drinking or overeating or insomnia or pessimism, those things can get stored too. Mm-hmm. And when we are wanting to make a change in our life, we are attempting to do so from a conscious point of view. But again, we are only conscious 10% of the time, and that 10% cannot override the 90%. When we have a conscious realization that we want to eat healthier or stop smoking, that is just a conscious thought. It doesn't mean that it has entered the subconscious. And so like I had mentioned, we operate from a subconscious level. And so whatever is in our subconscious already is what we do when we're on autopilot. That's why you don't really switch hands when you're brushing your teeth, or you don't change the way you tie your shoes every time you tie them, or you might even take the same exact route to work every time.
Yeah.
And when we have these conscious...
Yeah, mm-hmm. For a fall for the same kind of partner, because a lot of people have issues with that.
Oh, yeah, totally. Exactly. You're spot on with that. Like if someone leaves one relationship, they often find themselves in a relationship that's very similar because they're looking for the same things and they're behaving the same way within the relationship as well. And so before you know it, you're behaving the way you used to after you have this conscious realization that you want to change, which then leaves people feeling defeated, which then brings the thought, oh, this is hard, or I'll never be able to do this, or I knew I couldn't do it. And those thoughts themselves, if they are had often enough, they could become a habit, a habitual thought pattern. And so it's this cycle of deciding you want to change within a conscious moment, but then going back to your subconscious autopilot that doesn't have that new behavior, let's say, installed within it.
And that's what hypnotherapy does, right? It's able to kind of cut through the conscious level and really go deep into the subconscious and kind of change, reprogram your mind essentially, right?
Exactly. A lot of people like to relate hypnosis and the subconscious to like a computer. You have all of these programs downloaded, and unless you download another one and delete one or, you know, do that replacement, you're still going to have that old program. And what hypnosis can do is it can go directly to that hard drive, that storage system of the brain, the subconscious, and make the change there at a behavioral level, at a very deep subconscious level.
Mm-hmm. And it can work for pretty much anything, right?
Anything that's a behavior or a habit. But and those aren't just like things we do, right? Habits can be thought patterns. Like if you look in the mirror and automatically start thinking negative things or pointing out all your quote unquote flaws, that in itself can be a habit. Although it's not something you're actually doing, like driving or tying your shoe, it's still a learned behavior. It's a habit. And so pessimism, things like that, negative thinking, those are habits as well. And so anything that's a tendency, a habit, or a behavior, or has an emotional tie to it, it's all within the subconscious. And the hypnosis can access and alter the subconscious. And that's why it could work for so many things.
Yeah. But I think that, you know, the thoughts, the subconscious beliefs and thoughts that we develop when we are younger and that's been with us for a very long time, I think those are the hard ones to deal with, right?
Oh, for sure. Yeah, because when you're young, about up until age 8, you are basically just a walking subconscious, absorbing everything around you so that when you get older, you know how to be an adult, you know how to be a person. Kids are like sponges. You'll notice that a lot of the tendencies you may have, your parents had them, or a lot of the tendencies your child has, you have them. It's because they are learning and observing and watching everything around them so that when they get older, they know how to survive. They know how to be a human. They know how to be an adult. But the thing is, like I had mentioned, the subconscious doesn't know good from bad. And so if this child is watching their parents always complaining, always being pessimistic, always being glass half empty kind of personality, what kind of personality do you think the child's going to have?
The same one.
Right, because it's just a learned behavior. And the thing is, the ones that are learned in childhood are so strong because when we're from 0 to 8, you don't usually remember very much. Like when you're in your 30s, if you try to recall something from age 5, you don't remember too much within that time period.
Yeah.
Right. And because you don't remember so much within that time period, it may be hard to identify those exact behaviors and beliefs.
Interesting. And you write in your blog, you write about habits and how we can get rid of like the ones that are not good for us. Could you share a little bit about your process that you recommend?
Sure. I mean, hypnosis is so widely popular now, and it's available virtually as well. And so I always would recommend looking up a local hypnotist or even one that's not local that will work with you virtually, or learning self-hypnosis. I mean, you can, of course, create a habit through enough repetition, but that requires constant and consistent conscious thought power, like I had mentioned. Like, you are going to have to remind yourself all through the day for multiple days. I think they say it takes like 60 something days for a habit to form.
Yeah, so something like that.
60 some.
Like 3 weeks?
Right, right.
And 21 days, I think.
Yeah, there's different studies that say different things, but it does all go back to the same thing. It has to be repetitious. You have to keep on doing it. You have to keep on having the conscious realization that, oh, you want to be healthy. Oh, no, I'm healthy now. Oh, no, I'm healthy now. And that could get exhausting.
It's hard.
Unless you're very, very disciplined, it isn't always the easiest thing to do. And to do that daily over and over until it becomes a habit can be exhausting and trying on you and taking a toll. But with hypnosis, you again can access the subconscious mind quickly and make changes at the deepest level so that you begin to just operate that way. And so I would always recommend finding a local hypnotist or one that you can work with virtually, and definitely make sure that they are accredited. There are 3 different accreditations for hypnotists to obtain. You don't have to have all 3, but there are 3 different programs you can go through. The one I am associated with is the National Guild of Hypnotists. I'm not exactly sure the other ones, just because I'm so familiar with all the one that I'm part of. You can ask them to boost this change for you. Give yourself that momentum to create this change that will change your life for the better. And then after a session or two with the hypnotist, ask them to teach you self-hypnosis, because self-hypnosis empowers the person to continue on with that change and then with any other change they want to make in the future.
Yeah, that's a good segue to my next question, which is like, what can we do to continue being more mindful of our thoughts and also reprogramming them if needed? So self-hypnosis is one.
Yeah. So that is definitely one of them. And then just some tactical tips, making it as easy as possible. You know, you can't expect to run a marathon after your first week of endurance training.
Right.
And so if you make the smallest steps, like people decide that they want to be healthier, and then all of a sudden every single junk food is out of their house and it's only vegetables. Like, that's a huge dynamic. That's a huge shift in behavior and in habits and in your daily patterns. And it might be hard for some people to go from one extreme or one end of the spectrum to the other. So make success as easy as possible for yourself. Do something small daily and then begin to build upon that one small thing that you begin to take out of your normal day or add it into your normal day.
Yeah, that makes sense. But you know what I found, Stephanie? It gets hard when you're stressed out. I mean, when you're tired.
Oh, totally.
I mean, that's when you kind of go back to that default kind of coping mechanisms. And very often that goes back to those unhealthy behaviors. So so I think that's where it gets really difficult.
Totally. And just being so easy on yourself by making those really small changes at first, not saying that you have to be the level of perfection, right? Because that's what trips a lot of people up as well.
Sure.
Is they're expecting to be perfect at it and never slip up once.
Mm-hmm.
And then they slip up one time and then they let it go into a downward spiral. However, if you just, you know, I like to, there's this tool and technique that I teach a lot of my clients. Talk to yourself like you're a child. Pretend you have this goal of only eating dessert maybe once per week instead of five times per week, right? And you decide to start cutting it down. And so Monday, Tuesday go by, no dessert, you're doing great. Wednesday happens, you have your one dessert per week. And then Thursday and Friday are good too. But then Saturday you slip up and you have another dessert. Are you going to beat yourself up? Pretend you're talking to a child when you're talking to yourself, to say to that child, oh, you know, I noticed that you had your second dessert this week. Why do you think that happened? Talk to yourself through it. And then don't be mean. Would you be mean to a child?
No, absolutely not.
Right. And so if you are at a new level of compassion for yourself, rather than telling yourself all the things you could have done instead or all the things you did wrong, and encourage yourself to be better next week with your dessert goal, that self-love, self-compassion, positive self-talk, and you hear those things all the time, but there's a reason you hear them all the time, because they are extremely powerful. Clichés don't become clichés for no reason.
Yeah.
It's because they're very successful. And the only thing is, you have to do it, right?
Yeah, right. That's,
yeah.
Especially in our world where everyone is, you know, they have this perfectionist streak and they really want to we can be hard on ourselves. So I'm so glad that you bring up that whole, the whole idea of self-care and how that goes hand in hand with making those changes.
Yes. And speaking to yourself as you would, like you speaking to a child. If a child brought a parent a C, right? They got a test grade of a C, and the parent starts telling the kid, oh, you could have done better than that. What's wrong with you? You could have gotten a B or you could have gotten an A. And oftentimes that's how we speak to ourselves. But if we spoke to a child like that, that would be considered child abuse.
You can't.
What kind of self-confidence or self-esteem would that child then go into the next test with, right? Instead, you could speak to that child like, oh, I see that you got a C. What do you think that you could have done better? Maybe you could have studied a little more, but you know what? C is still good. You haven't failed, but you could improve, and that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
So imagine if you start talking to yourself that way instead. Imagine if you start talking to yourself at a level of compassion that you would show your child or a child in general, that can change almost any goal that you have and your level of success when meeting your goal.
Oh, great. Yeah. I'm going to start using that I think my I definitely need to do that. Stephanie, it's been a real pleasure speaking with you today. Thank you for sharing your knowledge with us. I certainly feel
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, yeah. Before you go, could you please let everyone know how they can find out more about you and your services?
Yeah, absolutely. The best way and the most easy to remember way is just my website, because you can get my phone number on there. You can find all my social links on there. My website is www.rerouthypnosis.com. So rerouthypnosis.com.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much, Stephanie. You have a wonderful day.
You too. Thank you so much.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hey, everyone. Thanks for tuning in. If you enjoyed what you just heard, please subscribe to my podcast and feel free to share it with your friends and family. Take care and speak soon.